Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. How is everyone doing today? Remember, tomorrow is It's Fabulous Friday with Dr. Judy Jasek, and we're going to be answering a lot of questions. A lot of you have sent in questions, some pretty in-depth health questions that we're going to run by Dr. Judy Jasek tomorrow. If we don't get your questions on this podcast, then we will put them on another podcast. But go ahead and send those questions in if you need second opinions. If something is confusing you, if something doesn't seem right, go ahead and send those in. Go to our contact page at rawdogfoodandco.com. Send those in and say, please answer this on the podcast for me, and we will do it. All right. Well, before we get started today, let's go over some of the reviews that we have. Some of the reviews, and these are always good for you guys to take a look at. Product reviews, company reviews. Some of these are going to have responses from our team on here. For instance, this one is coming from Chase. And Chase said, this is a great place to start for those wanting to try their dogs on a raw diet. My pup jumps for joy when it's time to eat. Easy to portion, easy to serve, easy to store. The only thing that would make it better would be a wider variety of organ meats, but that's easy enough to supplement. Thank you, Chase. Here's the response in regards to Chase's comment. And our team said, forever, we have had every organ under the sun. However, due to the state of the world we're in right now, many pieces and bits have become unavailable. We hope this will change for all of us soon. For now, we do have beef, turkey, duck, and pork organs, along with many other pieces. And you can find those on our site. Once you hover over and the menu pops out, those are going to be under the collections and organs. Okay. So take a look in there. We've got a lot of organs. Remember, we also have guts and glory. That's the freeze-dried organs. All right. Let's see, Chase, what did you come over? You have a dog that's less than a year old, a golden retriever. He was on kibble having digestive issues. You don't say kibble caused digestive issues. I don't know if I believe it. All right. This is from Eric. Eric has an 11-year-old and he wants the best health for his pet. And he was coming over from a cooked food. And 5 stars on this. He's reviewing beef PMR and he says, my cats love it. And I love the idea of feeding them in the most healthful way possible. We get a lot of emails where people ask about cats. What can my cats eat? Anything except for the fruits and veggies. Really, seriously, I mean, cats can eat it all. Let them test out your dog's food. I always think it's best if you have a cat and a dog. Because then the cat can, take a look and see what they like. Because cats are picky. They really are. All right. This review is coming from Brian. And Brian is reviewing the Lamb Healthy Variety Mix. His pet is a boxer, 1 to 2 years of age. He came over from kibble and he wants the best health for his pet. And he says the Lamb HVM is boxer approved. Ripley loves her food. Great customer service. Thanks, Becca. Everybody loves Becca. I mean, Becca's great. My whole team's great, I really will say. Ravel, she is reviewing. What's she reviewing here? Didn't really say what she's reviewing, but she says they love their food. I receive compliments on my dog's coats, especially my golden doodle. They've never felt dogs' coats that were silky and soft. They thought golden doodles all have rough and dry coats. Thank you so much for that. And then there's another one on here from Cindy, and she's got her two dogs picture on, they're on a skateboard. I love that. And she's reviewing the turkey blend. Remember, we have four different turkeys. She's going to review the turkey blend. That's an 80-10-10. We also have the turkey HVM with the fruits and veggies, and we have the turkey PMR, a little higher bone, a little higher fat, and we have the turkey with pork organs. I have a lot of different turkeys. She says, my boys love all the different raw meat blends from Raw Dog Food and Company. And after feeding kibble for years and raw from a different company, I have found the quality and the ingredients Raw Dog Food carries has definitely benefited my 16-year-old Morkies. They are both very healthy and going strong and look like they're having a great time, Cindy, on the skateboard. All right. So get over to Raw Dog Food and Company and check out all the reviews. And remember, Yappy Hours every Thursday night. Don't miss out on that. Okay, so there's a lot of confusion out there about what hydrolyzed protein is. It sounds weird, doesn't it? But here's what happens. And I'm actually going to let Dr. Judy Morgan explain hydrolyzed protein and her thoughts about it, as she has seen throughout the years and all the dogs that she has consulted for the last, you know, probably 20 years now. But you're going to hear this from vets who can't figure out why a dog is itching or having issues. Now, I want to say that every single week, not a week goes by that I don't get calls about itchy dogs. The frustration from the pet parent is this: I've put my dog on raw. I expect them to not itch. The one that I talked to this week, their dog had been on kibble for 10 years. And they've only been on raw for about 7 months. Now, here's what we are always going to find, and I found again. There's dental sticks. There's smoke-flavored, peanut butter-flavored treats. There's all types of stuff going into this dog. And honestly, there are so many different ingredients and bad ingredients. You guys have got to start looking at the ingredient list. If it is not a pure raw diet, and that means it doesn't have synthetic vitamins and minerals in it, doesn't need all that stuff, synthetic vitamins and minerals. Okay. Because I want to read you something really quick. This is actually coming from Dr. Judy Jasek. Okay. At AHA Animal, AAHVet.com. This is coming from her article on my site, which is talking about vitamin D for dogs. But in this article, she talks about this synthetic vitamins. And she said those that synthetic vitamins supply the body with foreign chemicals that can have a variety of adverse effects due to the fact that they are not natural and the body may not be able to assimilate them effectively. Vitamins and minerals fed in a whole food form, such as vitamin D found in well-sourced animal meat, organs, and fat, are present in a form that the body can easily absorb and assimilate. Very importantly, in the whole food form, nutrients are consumed along with others that act synergistically and facilitate proper use in the body. There are built-in checks and balances that can prevent overloading with any one nutrient when whole foods are fed. So I think that's extremely, extremely important. She also goes on to say this: deficiencies can't occur if the diet is not properly balanced. So it's important to consult with a professional who is knowledgeable in blending whole food diets. Now, when we talk about balanced, we are talking about meat, bones, organ, and fat. meat, bones, organ, and fat. Fruits, veggies, overripe fruit, some green veggies, and that sort of thing. Right? Fish, whole fish. But we are not talking about fake foods that have synthetic vitamins in it. We're not talking about processed foods. And if you turn those bags over, you are always going to see things that you have no idea what they are. You can't pronounce them. The list is long. Forget the sales pitch on the front of the bag, because that's what it is. Also, very important, check the inactive ingredients. I was checking a supplement yesterday for this dog who is itching and they're still on raw. Now, I will say that this dog has a lot of things going on that isn't just raw food. But in this one supplement, in the inactive ingredient, it had bacon flavoring. No artificial flavors need to go in your dog's food. Okay. So let's get that out of there. So let's not put fake foods in our dogs. Probably not good to put fake foods in our own bodies. All right. So what is hydrolyzed protein? Because it certainly isn't a real protein. But again, vets are putting dogs on these hydrolyzed foods. And the question is, are they good for your dog or your cat? Here's Dr. Judy Morgan talking about hydrolyzed protein.
So I want to talk a little bit about hydrolyzed protein, because in my inbox this morning was a nice email from Hill's Pet Nutrition talking about how wonderful hydrolyzed protein is, and it's so good for our pets. And I thought, oh, hydrolyzed protein, so good for our pets. And so I thought, well, let me go, you know, click on this and I'll follow it through and see why, you know, they're saying it's so wonderful, blah, blah, blah. Of course, then I have to sign up on Hill's website, which means I'm going to get a ton of emails and crap and advertisements from them. And I just really don't want to. So I thought, well, all right, this gives me a good chance to talk about hydrolyzed protein and what it is. And actually, the consultation that I did yesterday, the dog had been prescribed the hydrolyzed protein and the owner said no, because her last dog died of stomach cancer. And she's pretty sure that it had to do with the hydrolyzed protein food. And of course, now her next dog has the same oral diagnosis of eosinophilic stomatitis. And she's really afraid this dog will die of stomach cancer too. I don't know whether the food did or did not contribute to the stomach cancer, but the internal heat in the stomach and liver area definitely contributed to it. Anyway, so what is hydrolyzed protein? Well, really interesting, because when you look on the pet websites, they put a positive spin on it. And of course they do. They try to make it sound like it's a wonderful thing. It can be, according to the veterinary websites, it can be hydrolyzed protein pet food, which is prescription, can be used to manage a variety of health conditions in dogs. And what is hydrolyzed protein? Well, hydrolyzed protein means that the long chain amino acids that form proteins are broken down, and they're broken down by hydrolysis. Well, we think, look at that and break the word down. We go, hydro, that means water. That's a good thing, right? Well, yeah, hydrolysis can be done with, I mean, water's part of it, but it can be done with chemicals as well. So, you know, on the pet site, it says hydrolysis uses water to chemically break the proteins into pieces that are so small that the immune system doesn't react to them anymore. Well, then you go look on the other sites that talk about hydrolyzed protein, even from a human food standpoint, and they say it breaks the protein into its component amino acids and peptides. And there are many ways to do it, but the most common is prolonged heating with hydrochloric acid, sometimes with an enzyme such as pancreatic protease, to simulate naturally occurring hydrolytic processes. Okay, so I'm gonna feed my dog or cat a food that's been subjected to high heat and hydrochloric acid for a period of time to break it down into smaller proteins. Sounds so yummy and healthy. And what are the proteins that they use? They use soy, they use chicken feathers, they use chicken, So these are the hydrolyzed proteins that you're getting. Now, if you have a pet who has a chicken allergy or a soy allergy, hydrolysis is not enough many times for their body to not recognize it as a foreign protein. And they will still react. And what they don't tell you is that 50% of dogs with food allergies and skin allergies that these diets are used for will still be just as bad. It only helps about 50% of the time. And sentencing a pet to a life of expensive, low quality ingredient food seems like a bad thing. Seems like a bad thing to me. I would not want to be paying $90 a bag for broken down chicken feathers as the protein source for my pet. I think that's just not a good idea. And so what I've discovered over the years of doing the TCVM and the food therapy is that we can get about 95% cure rate just by feeding real food and avoiding, you know, using TCVM properties and avoiding the things that are causing that heat and that allergic reaction and that abnormal immune response. And it's amazing how many animals are put on hydrolyzed foods. And I know that I see a skewed population because I'm doing consultations and have for the past 15 years on animals. Thanks for using the litter box during this chat. But, you know, I'm seeing the cases that are being put on these diets because they've had such longstanding chronic inflammatory illness. So I'm seeing a skewed population, but I'm just amazed. I mean, there's big money in this food and there's a lot of it being sold, unfortunately. So, and you know, the most common reasons these food are used is allergies and inflammatory bowel disease. I don't find that it works. They wanted me to feed that to your golden that is allergic to feathers. But yeah, the vets don't know because they don't label it as hydrolyzed chicken feathers. They call it poultry protein isolate. They changed the name so that people wouldn't know, so that consumers wouldn't know what they were feeding. So, okay, vets are putting puppies on it. I know, and you see it in bulldogs. Well, bulldogs, doesn't matter what kind, English, American, French, bulldogs like to be allergic to life, particularly the white ones. And it was something I discovered really early in my career, that those dogs just don't do well on dry kibble. They just want to be a mess. Gwen was taking riding lessons from a high-end trainer about an hour from home. And every Tuesday I would drive her and her horse up there for lessons. And the trainer had American bulldogs. And she came to me and she's, you know, showed me pictures of her dog and the skin is always breaking out. The dog is such a mess. And I said, well, what are you feeding? And I ate IAMs or something. And I said, well, you're willing to feed the dog a raw dog food? Because if you'll change this dog to a raw dog food, I can almost guarantee that this dog is going to be cured. And she said, I'll try anything because I'm spending, you know, thousands of dollars. My dog is miserable and I don't like what this is doing to my dog. She switched the dog to raw dog food. And like 2 weeks later, she came back and she said, look, he's all cleared up. He's great. You know, feels like a million bucks, racing around like a fool. Every dog since then, she's had on raw food and they've all done really well. So, I mean, that was very early on in my little TCVM career. And, Neely, she does bulldog rescue, so she's got a lot of them. They do terrible on kibble. Almost every rescue we've moved to raw or home cooked have cleared up their allergies completely. Yeah, I mean, it's just makes a huge difference. I had an office manager who was into bulldogs, and so bulldog rescue came to us, and I had to work with a lot of bulldogs. I learned a lot about bulldogs during that time, like tail fold pockets and facial folds and things you have to clean. But the rescues would come in and they would be a train wreck. And we, you know, so I convinced the new office manager, hey, you got to change how you're feeding these dogs. And made a big difference. So
thank you, Dr. Judy Morgan. Our job here at Raw Dog Food and Company is to help educate you, help to give you the information that you need when you are faced with a health situation for your dog. I know that all pet parents out there want to do the best for their four-legged kiddos. And I think that the majority of the time, you just expect the people in a power position to know more than you do. But I think we've proven it over and over and over again. That may not be true. Or the narrative may be wrong. Or because you don't know, you could make decisions that aren't in the best for you or your pets. So we want to make sure that we are giving you many different sides, many different options, lots of different information. Certainly do your own research. There are a lot of great places out there that you can find that information. Now, do I think it's getting harder and harder today to do that research on the internet? I do. But you do have great resources. Dr. Judy Jasek, Dr. Judy Morgan, Dr. Todd Cooney, Dr. William Faulkner. There's so many people out there. Dr. Rita Hogan, herbalist Rita Hogan, Julianne Lee. There are so many people that have dealt with thousands and thousands and thousands of dogs and seen great success without putting fake things or toxic things in their body. So please do your research. Go over to our learning center right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Send us a question. We'll answer it on the podcast. Get your dogs on a real food, species appropriate diet today, because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.